我们一起来打开拿鸿书。
Let's now turn to Book of Nahum.
那么我请国成牧师用英语来念今天我们所要看的这段经文。
Nahum, reading from chapter 1, verse 15 to the second chapter, the 13th verse. Behold, upon the mountains, the feet of him who brings good news, who publish peace. Keep your feast, O Judah, fulfill your vows. For never again shall the worthless pass through you. He is utterly cut off. The scatterer has come up against you. Man the rampart, watch the roads, dress for better, collect all your strength. For the Lord is restoring the majesty of Jacob as the majesty of Israel. For the plunderer have plundered them and ruined their branches. The shield of his mighty men is red. The soldiers are clothed in scarlet. The chariots come with flashing metal. On the day he mustered them, the cypress spears are brandished. The chariots raced madly through the streets. They rush through and fro through the square. They gleam like torches. The dart like lightning. He remembers his officers. They stumble as they go. They hastened to the war. The siege tower is set up. The river gates are opened. The palace melts away. Its mistress is stripped. She is carried off. Her slave girl, lamenting, mourning like doves, and beating their breasts. Nineveh is like a pool whose waters run away. Halt, halt, they cry, but none turn back. Plunder the silver, plunder the gold. There is no end to the creatures, or to the treasures, or the wealth of all precious things. Desolate, desolate and ruined. Here, hearts melt, and knees tremble. Anguish is in all loins. All faces grown pale. Where is the lion den? The feeding place of the young lion, where the lion and the lioness went, where his cubs were, with none to disturb. The lion tore enough for his cubs, and strangled prey for the lioness. He filled his caves with prey, and his dens with torn flesh. Behold, I am against you, declares the Lord of hosts, and I will burn your chariots in smoke, and the sword, and shall devour your young lions. I will cut off your prey from the earth, and the voice of your messenger shall no longer be heard.
我就只念十三节。万军之耶和华说：“我与你为敌，必将你的车辆焚烧成烟，刀剑也必吞灭你的少壮狮子。我必从地上除灭你所撕碎的，你使者的声音必不再听见。”我们再起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，你自己这时候将你自己显明在我们的面前，更深深在我们的心中，让我们永远尊你为主，更按照主你是主而行在你的面前。祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。我给今天的这段经文也取自第这个十三节，就是与人为敌的耶和华上帝。
And the sermon title is also taken from the 13th verse of the second chapter.
那么我们要看的是这个问题， 谁来处理战争和这个战犯？
Now the question we ask today is who is the one that's in charge of the war and also the POWs?
我们在这里大多数的人呢，应该都没有经过战争。
I think most of us has not experienced a war situation.
但是我们这里的人，大多数都是因为战争而来这里的。
But most of us are here because of certain war that's happened before.
多少人，你的祖父、祖母、曾祖母是在这里，尤其是曾祖母或者上更上一代是在这里呢，生长的。
And how many of our great grandfathers, especially great grandmothers, were actually born on this land?
我们当中80岁以上的人呢，都是逃难而来的。
People among us who are 80 years old and above, they are here because they escaped from a war back home.
那时候第二次世界大战，那时候在中国这个日本的战争，还有这个内战。
It was a time where World War II happened.
那么我们算是非常幸运的一代。
And so we are the fortunate generation.
很可能是以后历史里面也没有的，很可能哈，我不知道，不是。
And there may not be a generation as fortunate as us from now on.
为什么这样讲呢
？Why say so?
因为在过去的70年，我们在这里，我们可以很和平的不断的在建设国家。
Because for the past 70 years here, we enjoy peace, and then we see the whole place being built up.
有七十年的时间可以单单为做建设国家而努力，这个在人类的历史里面不多的。
We had 70 years to focus on building up the place alone, and this is not that's often seen in world history.
有一些研究战争的人说，在人类的历史里面，从来没有过有100年之内没有战争的。
And there are people who study the history of war, and they say that there have never been no war within a century.
我能够了解，我也跟你一样，当我读拿鸿书的时候，还有跟牧师娘一样，她几个礼拜前她跟我讲说，这什么来的啊
？And so like us, when I flip the book of Nahum, I wonder what is he talking about.
我们觉得这里面的内容还有他的表达方式，跟我们好像距离很远。
We find his way of expressing being very distant and strange.
但是如果我们能够耐心下来，在把这个经文读了再读再读。
But if we are willing to slow down and read the book repeatedly,
我们的教牧同工也企图帮助大家。还记得乃会从道从列王记下14章，还有小会牧师负责几次讲到17章，就是帮助大家能够回到那个背景里面去。
And let's not forget that our other pastoral colleagues has actually given us a background to this book. Pastor Nai Hui preached on 2 Kings chapter 14 and Pastor Xiao Hui on 2 Kings chapter 17.
然后我们也看了这个这个约拿书跟今天的这个事情是有关系的。
And we have preached on the book of Jonah, which is linked to the book of Nahum.
我希望说你开始能够进入这个情况。
And I hope that we can start to grasp, a better grasp such books.
如果还是不能的话，
if we are still facing difficulties,
你一定要想办法。
Then we have to come up with some measures.
因为我不知道你们接下来以后30年、50年的日子里面，战争是不是会发生。
Because one thing I can't say for sure, if war will develop in the next 30 or 50 years.
因为我们今天看到的是战争跟战犯这个事。
Because what we are reading from the scripture today is about war and about the POWs.
而我们都知道这两件事，人真的是没有办法。
And we know that such things is beyond most people.
尤其是在几千年前。
And especially we are talking about thousands of years ago.
尤其是在3000年前、3500年前，一直到第二次世界大战。
And from 3,500 years back until the Second World War.
我们是没有停止的，一直在打仗的。
We have seen the world having wars after wars.
要首先是在古代近东。
First, we are talking about the ancient Near East.
因为那个是很早的时候的文明的这个 发生的地方。
Because that's where we understand civilizations were happening and wars were also happening.
那么在亚洲呢，主要是中国。
And in the East, we are talking about China.
那中国的这个战争很特别，它是自己人打自己人。
And China is a lot of civil wars.
改朝换代就是自己人打自己人的。
So from one dynasty until the next, we saw civil wars.
只有一直到1850年呢，才被别人打进来。
It was until 1850 where they had invasion by foreigners.
那时候中国人才有开始有国的观念。
And it was only at that point of time that they understand China as being a country.
但是在古代近东，那后来呢是在欧洲，欧洲也比较迟了。
But in the ancient Near East, followed by the Europe side,
战争是没有停止的。
We saw ceaseless, endless number of wars.
那你说上帝跟这件事情有可能没有关系吗？
And so question, was God not involved at all in all these things?
很可能我们教会，我们把福音呢，只是放在将来而已。
Well, when the church often speaks, talk about the gospel, we only focus on the future.
所以可能我们觉得眼前暂时就忍一忍，忍到过去就算了吧。
And so we often think that we just have to hold up with what is right in front of us. It will pass, and then when it passes, all things will be okay.
不管什么战争，不管什么暴力，就忍一忍。那么如果你生不逢时，只能够看说自己比较倒霉。
War and violence, we just have to just endure it for the time being. And if let's say it happens during our era, then we just say that we born in a not such a good time.
如果这个是我们教会造成的印象的话，
But if this is truly the impression that the church has given to people,
我希望我们开始改过来。
I hope that we can start to change this impression.
我希望这段疫情的时间，你很多时间被逼呢，在家里什么都不能够做。
I hope during this time, during this pandemic, when we are at home and nothing much that we can do.
也许有些人更加忙。
Or maybe for some of us, we are actually getting even busier during this period.
那如果你真的被逼停下来，然后没有什么事情做，就想说看看有些什么更好看的电影来看的话。
And if we are being forced to pause, and we are always finding new movies to watch.
我建议你去关心一下人类历史的这个发展的一些事情。
My suggestion is to go and call what happened to civilization, world history, in other words.
你会发现到说我们跟这些事其实很靠近的。
Then you will find that actually we are in some ways connected to all this.
感谢主，我们有一个很顺利的大选过去了。
Thank God that we have a very smooth going GE.
不管接下来的情况是怎么样，
And no matter what happens, after this,
我们都要很积极的去关心。
We have to be very active in caring,
尤其是年轻人。
Caring for the younger generation.
我也知道你们开始在关心。
And I believe we also start to care about what's happening.
因为我们活在这个世上虽然很短，但是是上帝非常看重的事，不是只是只有将来。
Because although our time on earth is short, but be sure that God is deeply concerned about our time on earth.
如果说上帝是一个战争的上帝的话，
If we say that a God is a warrior God,
你只要看诗篇23篇、24篇，
then we only have to turn to Psalm 23 and 24.
23篇被我们浪漫化了。
Psalm 23 has been romanticized by the church.
最后一句他说，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
When we come to the verse that you really spread a feast before my enemies.
那进入到24篇，他说，你是坐坐为王，你也是战争的王。
But Psalm 24 says that you are the one who sits on the throne, and you are also the God that fights.
而以色列人的经验里面，他们呢也是从战争呢走出来的。
And we know that for the Israelites, they have came through wars.
从出埃及开始。
From the days of the Exodus.
包括一直到今天。
Right until today.
他们的存活从来就跟战争分不开。
Their existence has so much to do with wars.
而他们所认识跟传给我们的这个上帝，怎么可能跟这件事情没有关系？
And how can a God that they are projecting to us having nothing to do with warfare?
如果一个跟战争没有关系的上帝的话呢，我们将会是很可怜的。
If our God has nothing to do with all the warfare that we have read about, then we are actually pathetic.
不单只是指信徒，
not only for believers,
而是指全人类，
but humanity as a whole.
那我们又觉得说，这个跟我们向来所认识的上帝是爱，耶稣是讲爱的，怎么讲战争呢？
Now, if you think that God is involved in warfare, it's not quite the God that we know, because our God is one who loves.
那是因为我们教会，我们所认识的这个圣经，每次是很片面，跟很偏面的。
Then it's because we always are very selective in our understanding of the Bible and also partial.
那不管我们同意不同意，喜欢不喜欢，习惯不习惯。
And so, like it or not, or are we used to it or not?
拿鸿书在我们的圣经里面。
The book of Nahum is found in our Bible.
而这三章的经文都是上帝在讲话。
And all the three chapters are actually God's words, God speaking.
拿鸿先知只是一个传声筒而已。
And Nahum was just but a messenger.
然后你看不到他去了哪里，然后他到底怎么样，不重要。
We know nothing about who he is, what he do, where he went.
最重要的就是上帝自己讲话。
But most important of all were the oracles of God.
然后这些话每一句是出自于上帝自己的口。
And every single word came from the mouth of God.
那我们就好好听。
And so let us pay attention to them.
所谓好好听，就是说我们就是要去面对它。
And to pay attention means that we have to face them squarely.
听了一些有时候很不舒服，有时候觉得好像很尴尬，甚至很难跟人家讲我的上帝是这样的一个上帝。
Now, some of the things said there may sound jarring and even pricky and make us wonder how to tell people that our God is such a God.
但是我们还是要去听。
But our task is to pay attention.
一直听到说为什么上帝是这样讲话。
We pay attention and we understand why God speaks the way he does here.
你记他讲什么。
And then what he's saying?
他清清楚楚地跟亚述帝国说，我就是要做你的敌人，我耶和华上帝。
And very clearly it says here that God is, he wants to be the enemy of Assyria.
这样的一个声音太重要了。
And this is something very important for us to note.
尤其是在回到当时的那个时代。
Especially if you were to put ourselves back in the context.
好吧，让我稍微先跳到比较近代。
Well, let me just do a little bit of fast forwarding.
我不知道说你对日内瓦公约、欧洲国际军事法庭、远东国际军事法庭、联合国，你有什么印象吗？如果没有，可以 Google， 不过现在不要。
I'm not sure how familiar are we with some of all these things that we see on the slides. If not, then you can Google later and find out more.
这几个组织都是第二次世界大战发生之后出现。
Now, all these organizations were set up.Post WW2.
那么这个日内瓦公约呢，它有一个更早的一个背景，在两次世界大战以前更早的背景呢，有一个人呢，他就提了这个战争的要更加妥善的这个来处理其中一些问题。
Now someone actually raised the concern about how to manage warfare and war situation prior to the setting of the Geneva Convention.And which is also prior to the Second World War.
这些组织就是希望用更人道的一种方式来面对跟处理这个这么破坏性的事情，战争。
And all this organization, they are trying to promote more humane ways to deal with situation pertaining to wars.
比方说，现在你看到有人呢，用一个十字架，红色的，拿一块布。放在他的车上呢，那我们现在大家知道说，我们不能够去攻击这辆车。
And so, for example, you might see a car with a white cloth and a red cross, and then we know that that car is not supposed to be attacked.
那里是在伤兵或者是受伤的士兵的。
Because they are actually carrying the casualties.
这个是日内瓦公约那时候大家坐下来谈的，承认要这样子对待。
And this is something that was being set up by the Geneva Convention.
同时不要虐待俘虏。
And also they are not to torture the prisoners of wars.
还有不能够用毒气。
They are not supposed to use poisonous gas.
等等这一些制止那一种非常残暴的那种伤害生命的事情呢，至少呢可以降到最低。
All these are set up in order to reduce the degree of cruelty in wars.
如果战争不能避免，我们不能够，我们没办法，我们一定要打仗。
If warfare are unavoidable,
但是至少我们把那一种呢伤害性呢降到最低。
But at least they can reduce the amount of hurt that they bring to the people.
就只有士兵跟士兵，而且是穿上那个制服的呢，我们可以打。
And it should be, and then the fight should be man to man, soldiers to soldier only.
对于那些平民，对尤其是妇女跟孩子，我们不能够呢侵害他们。
The soldiers are not supposed to harm the civilians.
这个是将近两百年或者一百多年才开始定下来的。
Well, this is something that was being made set up about a century ago.
那么关于这个欧洲军事法庭，还有远东国际军事法庭。
And as to the
那个德文来
Nuremberg trials and also the International Military Tribunal.
一个是来审判第二次世界大战欧洲那个主要是德国，尤其是希特勒所犯的那个罪行。
And one is to judge the crime of Hitler and also the Germans.
那另外一个远东主要呢是来审判日本当时侵犯的时候在战争所犯的罪行。
And the International Military Tribunal for the Far East is more to criminalize the Japanese during the Second World after Second World War.
那么他们真的要找到真凭实据，然后把他们控上这个所谓军事法庭，经过很严公平的审讯定罪呢，然后才下判。
And all these setups, they will find hard evidence and also to judge fairly after the wars.
这个算是人文里面很好的很。文明的一种处理方式。
It is something that is civilized, humane, that's developed along the way.
然后也组成了这个所谓联合国。
And also we have seen the United Nations.
希望说我们有任何的这个事情，我们大家可以先坐下来一起来谈。
In hope that if there's dispute, it can first be discussed at a meeting table.
这些都是我们很靠近的时候才发生的。
So all these things happen chronologically rather near to us.
那么在这个之前是怎么样的呢？
And how things went before all this?
就靠拳头。
It's just whoever is more powerful.
谁的拳头大，就把谁打下去。
Whoever is more powerful, that will be the victor.
你要怎么样对待你的敌人，对待你的俘虏，对待你战胜的国的人，没有人管得了你。如果他没有办法制服你的话
，No one can tell the more powerful how to deal with the weaker side.
各位，你想象这样的事情如果永远一直没有停止的，一直发生下去的
，So let's imagine that something like what we've just mentioned would happen endlessly.
其实这样的暴力现在还是有。
Well, actually, such kind of violence we still see today.
叙利亚打了11年的内战还没有停的，现在。
Well, we know that Syria has been involved in civil war for the past 11 years.
里面也发生那种屠杀的那个事情。
And then we also see how all the massacre in there.
虽然我们现在有这些组织
，much as we have all these organizations,
我们不能够说他们完全没有用。
And we cannot say that they are actually useless in the situation of Syria.
但是跟两三年前比较起来，我们是一个有一个进步。
But compared to years past, we actually have improved.
但是接着下来，这个还。真的能够完全来处理战争跟战犯吗？
But the question is, would they be able to be totally effective in handling situation pertaining to warfare?
然后你想象，在主耶稣诞生前的这个700多年前的中东，没有这一些。
And now bring our focus back to about 700 prior to Jesus' first coming, and in the Middle East.
这个就是中东的地图。
中东的
地图
哦，
背景。
All right, so this is what we see about the Middle East at that time.
今天你看我的 slide 有进步，不是我做的，这个是俊培帮我做，很感谢。我只能够有字而已。
Yeah, 俊培 fly his drone there to draw some maps.
那么你看到说以这个亚述、巴比伦、波斯、希腊、罗马。
Well, we see that Assyria, Babylon, Persia, Greece, and also Rome.
就是当时的超级强国。
These are all the superpowers back then.
以色列接着下来就要活在这么多的超级强国，在耶稣诞生前。
And before the first coming of Christ, Israel has to live under all the superpowers, one after another.
然后在那个地方，就是没有停止的，一个在一个的这样的一个战争在战争。
And war just went on and on in the Middle East back then.
当然，前面那两个，现在我们所知道的，就是亚述跟巴比伦，算是最残忍的。
And then we know that the cruelest of them all were actually Assyria and also Babylon.
听说当波斯推翻巴比伦，进到巴比伦所占领的地方的时候，那个地方有一些地方的人开大城门欢迎他们。
Well, legend has it that when Persia tried to break into Babylonia, they actually opened the gates wide apart for the Persians to enter.
那么以色列人亡国了之后，也是在波斯的时代呢，他们被允许可以回家，可以回去呢，重新建圣殿。
And then when Babylon was being conquered, the Israelites were allowed to return home.
可以回去他们以前的一些宗教信仰活动跟他们的风俗。
And they can restart their customs, their religious rites.
现在我们在疫情里面，小慧牧师说我们有点像是在 exile。
And Pastor Xiao, we think that we are a bit like during like those who are exiled about our situation.
那我们希望说能够恢复以前。
And we hope that we can worship as how we have always been.
虽然他们是恢复，但是他们不是完全，他们有一个很独特的一个 transformation, 一个转换。
Well, although they were allowed to restart, but it wasn't a total transformation for them.
所以不要太过悲观来看这个亡国被掳。
And so let us not be too pessimistic about Israel being taken captive.
我们想象没停止的战争。
And so we see from this list that warfare has never come to a halt.
上帝怎么可能说不关我的事？
And how can it be that our God has never been involved in all this?
整个环境的人都一直活在那种情况的底下。
People back then were always seeing some warfare.
所以在这里你看到说是上帝自己主动啊，说我要来对付你。
And so here is God who actively self-declared that he is going to be the enemy of Israel's enemy.
要对付这一些残暴的这些战争的人。
That he want to deal with those people who treat others cruelly.
那么在这里我特别提醒大家，我们说我们看圣经要看有没有 application。
And one reminder for us, we always look for application when we read the Bible.
但是我们有时候要很小心，到底是什么才是恰当的。
But we have to be careful what is an appropriate application.
拿鸿书在这里很特别。
Well, there's something very worth noting from the book of Nahum.
他没有，上帝没有期待看这段经文的人去想到说他应该去做什么。
Well, amongst all the oracles that we read here, there was no instruction from God to the people as to what they are to do.
他这里是上帝在告诉看的人、听的人是我要做什么。
Well, God only tell them what God Himself will be doing.
因为这个是关于处理暴力的事情。
Because this is about the dealing with cruelty.
对我们来讲，很多时候我们对暴力，我们只能够再用暴力呢去对付暴力。
So oftentimes we will respond to violence with violence.
而且我们对用就暴力就对付暴力的时候，我们自己本身呢，我们很难呢是一个很中立，跟带做任何其他的企图的，我们很难。
And it's very hard for us to really so-called be very fair.When we try to use violence to answer violence,
我们也都会偷偷的在里面呢，放进一点私心在里面。
We will add in all our own interests and so on.
所以你发现到说，用暴力再去制止一个暴力，虽然暂时它解决了一些问题，但是后来它又带来另外一些问题。
So violence for violence, that will settle something temporarily, but it will also give rise to new problems.
当我们这样想的时候，我们开始看到上帝愿意处理呢。我们看到说事情会不一样。
With such an understanding and knowing that God wants to be involved, we know that the future will be different.
因为上帝去对付亚述人，不是为他自己什么好处。
Because God if God in dealing with Assyria is not for his personal or his own gains.
或者说上帝没有 hidden agenda.
Oh yeah, we have heard
Pastor Chan. 他没有那种私心的。
Yeah, God wasn't thinking about his own gains.
而且他在第一章的时候他说他本为善。
And God in chapter 1 tells us that he is good.
这个善,这个 good这个东西 你要只有回到创世纪第一章还有生命纪你才可以深深地感受到那个是什么。 And
to understand the meaning of good, we need to go back to Genesis, we need to go back to Deuteronomy.
而这里在第一章上帝又在把他自己是创造主这样的一件事情提出来。
And here we are being reminded in the first chapter that God is a creator.
他就是要让人好好能够活。
That he wants people to be able to live lives.
能够在今生 活得好,好好活,
that we can live life well during this lifetime.
不是只有来生, sorry, 也是不是讲来生, 不是只有以后将来那个永生而已。
God is not just wanting us to have eternal life and then we can live well then. No, he's concerned about us living well now.
他是创造主。
He's God the creator.
今生的这个存活是上帝很重视的。
And he is concerned about us living well.
还要每一个人能够好好活。
And he wants all of us to live life well.
所以像亚述这一种暴力根本呢就是一种呢跟上帝完全呢相对的。
And so the way that Assyria handles people is totally anti to what God wills.
只有上帝自己亲自出来说我要对付你。
And it's only when God really step forward and say that I will become your enemy.
而不是让另外一个暴力再来对付他。
God doesn't allow one violence to, you know, so-called answer to a serious violence.
只有由上帝来处理这样的一个事情的时候，才是最正确、最正当的。
And things will only be the most proper when it's God Himself handling this situation.
上帝没有讲说他会怎么样对付亚述。
Nothing is said about how God will be dealing with Assyria.
他是说我一定会对付你。
But He said that He will be dealing with them.
这个已经是福音了。
And this, in fact, is gospel.
我们今天能够听到我们的上帝愿意处理战争跟战犯。
And today we read about God willing to deal with warfares and also POWs.
是我们是有进步，我们的文明是有进步。
Yes, we have become more civilized.
你从创世纪，你也看到上帝也很愿意让人有能力，有更多的机会跟他一起处理。
And we also read about God recruiting people to join Him in dealing with all these situations.
但是不是说我们人自己有更多的能力处理，就像现在我们更多的人愿意参加国家的政治政策的制定。
But it doesn't mean that when we become more able and more willing in terms of politics and ruling the country.
这个是好的。
Well, this is something that is laudable.
我也鼓励年轻人，你们要多关心这个事情。
And I encourage young people among us to care for our society.
接下来50年要怎么活，是由你们去决定的。
And the young ones will determine how life will be in the next 50 years.
我也希望像我们这些老人家，不要再这样指指点点。
And I also hope that the older ones like us don't keep go around finger pointing.
而是一种参与一种的这个陪伴的这个。 一起来,
but we involve and we support.
同样的,
similarly,
不是说因为我们有一些文明的机制，然后上帝不管了，就由我们自己现在来了。
Similarly, it's not because we become more civilized and we have more mechanism, and then God just, you know, runs a free hand after that.
在当时这样的一个事情，真的是一个天大的一个福音。
At the point of time. To have God being involving in the situation of warfare, that is true gospel.
想象那一些受伤害的、受战争惨败的人的国家。
Imagine those who suffer under the warfare.
当时所有的地方都有神的。
Every place we hear about gods, different gods.
没有一个出来讲说我会对付战争跟战犯，没有，只有耶和华上帝。
And apart from Yahweh, there's no one that will step forth and say that I will be dealing with war situations.
而我们知道，上帝最后呢，还为我们处理那个最大最大的罪恶——死跟罪。
And we know that God finally dealt with our greatest enemy, that is sin and death.
今天虽然我们有很多的组织，我们社会也更加的这个进步，我们也可以有更多的机会参与去更好的处理事，但是呢，不要以为呢，上帝放手不管了。
And today, although we have more organization, we are more civilized, we have more mechanism to deal with problems, but let's not think that God is now, you know, not involved anymore.
上帝还在管。
God is still involved.
既然上帝还在管
，And since it is so,
我们今天也更要好好的呢，去投入把这个。我们存活的这个环境跟这个世界呢，更公道、更公平啊，更正常。
And then we should be also involved and to make our environment one that is more just, fair and better.
我希望更多年轻人去关心这样的事情，然后做一些的决定。
And I hope that more of our young people be involved in the welfare of the society to step forth and help to make important decisions.
但是不是带着愤怒，不是带着仇恨，不是带着报复，而是呢跟神同工。
But when we do so, we don't come forth like and being cynical or to being able to fight back or whatever. But we actually co-work with God.
是因为上帝是善。
Because God is good.
他希望我们能够活得更好。
And He wished that we will all live well.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，我们也再一次谦卑在你的面前。我们算什么？我们不过是尘土。你却把尊贵荣耀的冠冕戴在我们头上，要我们跟你一起管理治理这个美好的大地。求主你施恩，我们知道你坐坐为王，你不是只是在看。你自己说你在这一切的纷争暴力当中，你会执行公义。更求天父你让我们真的是竟然敬拜你这样的一位主，也深深的在这一些事情上我们关心，我们在你面前真的与你同行。求主你顾念我们，我们也再一次把我们眼前的这个世界以及所有的领袖他们的心都在主你自己的引导，求主你不要放弃，求主你不要任凭，求主你管理，求你监督。祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。